Hey folks, thank you for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. In addition to the new Cafe Insider podcast, we're sharing bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it.
Why is the New York Times book review useless? Here's how I assess book reviews. Do I want to buy the book? Do I buy the book? Do I read the review and buy the book? In the Wall Street Journal, often yes. Their book reviews are much, much, much smarter than what appears in the Times. London Review, occasionally. New York Times? Not so much.
Hit and miss?
No, not hit and miss.
Miss.
Not so much.
Just miss.
Miss.
All right.
I get three newspapers delivered to the house in the morning. I get the Times, the fake news failing New York Times. I get that. I get the Wall Street Journal, and I get the Boston Globe.
Or the Weekly World News you read online.
Weekly World News is no longer available in hard copy. National Enquirer, all of these wonderful. In those days, they weren't really right-wing publications. They were just nutso publications. I remember, look at the New York Times on the front page, bottom half of the fold, front page, is an article about an electric chair repairman.
It's different from Maytag.
Well, it's the Maytag man from hell.
Yeah.
So I look at this thing, I read the article. There's a picture of the guy, the electric chair repairman, Fred Lucher. Front page, big picture. Article is entitled, Can Capital Punishment Be Humane? Or as I like to describe it, taking the ouch out of the death penalty. So I read the article. And at the back of the article, buried in the newspaper, they casually mention he's also a Holocaust denier. So I read this, I think, would I do this if he was just an electric chair repairman? Yeah, maybe, maybe not.
Throwing
would
a
I
Holocaust
do this
denying.
If he was just a Holocaust denier? Yeah, possible, probably not. There are a lot of Holocaust deniers out there. I've never been tempted before this one. But the combination of A and B, Holocaust denial and capital punishment machine designer and repairman, you had me. I became friendly, not just with McNamara, but I became friendly with his son, his youngest child, Craig, who's a walnut farmer in Walnut Creek, California. He told me my father really, really likes The Fog of War, but he told me not to tell you.
So there was betrayal there.
No.
The father's trust.
I guess so. It was after his father had died. And was I glad that McNamara liked the movie? Yes. The most hated question of all
is what?
Is there something I left out that you wished I had asked?
Do you know
what am I supposed to do your job for you now?
Do you know who asked that question and is required to ask that question? And I've been asked it many times in a context you're probably not thinking of. On many, many occasions, I've been interviewed by agents of the FBI in connection with someone's background check, either becoming appointed to the Justice Department at a high level or a judgeship or some other such thing. And young FBI agents will come and they'll ask me all sorts of questions. Have you ever heard this person speak about overthrowing the government? Have you ever heard this person commit a crime? All sorts of things you might imagine. And then at the end, they'll say, is there anything else we haven't asked you that you want to tell us about? It's like a little different context.
Yeah. I feel a little sad that right at the moment, I can't be prosecuted by you.
That's when you got to meet me.
I think I would enjoy it.
Thanks again for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Monday with me and Ann Milgram, and stay tuned every Thursday.